League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to dream pop artist Polar Tropica. My favorite part of her interview was talking about the Omnicord, which is an electric musical instrument introduced in 1981 by the Suzuki Musical Instrument Corporation. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Hi. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. A very special guest. Please welcome for the first time on the podcast, musician, dream pop, space pop artist, Polar Tropica. Wow! Hold up. What is going on there? Is that from the future? What is the name of that instrument?
It's from outer space. It's called the Omnicord.
Omnicord.
Yeah.
And what exactly? It's a keyboard synth thing, or?
Yeah, it's like an electric harp synth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we gotta get
electric harp synth.
Yeah. Can I hold it up?
Yeah. Show the people.
This is really cool.
Thanks.
And what's the output looking like on this, like if you want to output this? Oh, here we go. Output a quarter inch out.
Yeah.
And then you could put it into any recording kind of program. And there's sonic strings.
I'm gonna teach you how to play.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Press down a button, like these are all the chords.
Yeah.
And then your other hand, you can, as long as you hold it down, you can play this side. It's like a harp. It's like an electric harp.
Wait, there's a beak playing too.
Yeah. There's all these like built-in beats. I mean,
wow.
It's really cool. I found it on eBay. Whoa. And you can...
This is I've never heard of this instrument. Wow, this is a treat. How did you research? Like, did you just find this on the internet, or did you know about it previously?
I kind of knew about it, and I was looking for them, and they sell them on eBay. So they're kind of like, the old ones are like collector's items.
And then you could change the tempo?
Yeah. I mean, you're welcome to borrow it anytime.
No, it's okay. Yeah. Wow,
it's
special.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much do one of these go for on the market?
I got this for like $250.
A Suzuki?
It's a steal. Yeah.
So this is from Japan.
Yep.
Does it have sampling capability? Oh, it has different types of, they have a march, blues, tango, swing. So there's different styles of the beat as well.
Yeah, you could change the tempo and it can have like more chords.
Yeah.
It can have more.
And there's batteries?
Dude, yeah. Eight C batteries.
Dang. So get your Omnicord today, folks. Yeah. What's going on down there? It's like little bit of hoarding going on. A little bit.
A party down here.
Yeah. So what all did you bring? You brought some. Can I place this beautiful instrument?
Yeah, yeah. Just put it right there.
See, it fits with everything else. See?
Okay, so I got some like watermelon for later.
Oh, I really appreciate
hungry,
that. Yeah.
You know, I got my snack. sometimes, like, when I get nervous, mm-hmm. I just put on rabbit ears.
Can I check that out?
Yeah, quick? This one's good.
Can I try it on?
Yeah, I think I actually brought that for you because I got this one here.
Can we do this? Got a little
all right
gummo thing going on. The Asian gummo. How long have you been doing this for?
I know. I found a rabbit. Okay. Yeah. I found a rabbit in Highland Park, and it's been like kind of like my spirit rabbit ever since.
And then how long? Like, your genre of music is very unique. It's dream pop and space pop.
I like to think of it like if you're in outer space, what like things would sound like. Like a rock. We have a whole rock band.
Yeah.
But like, you know, in space,
who's we?
A little weird.
Are you in the band too?
No, okay. Tristan's a director. Tristan's not in the band, mm-hmm. but he's seen the band.
So off camera, we have Tristan.
Tristan Pelletier.
And I complimented how nice
he smelled.
And he,
multiple times.
Yeah, it smelled. Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to weird you out, but it smelled real good. It was like wood.
He does smell good.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. I am looking for that smell personally
in
my life.
He's gonna check on that. Don't get back to you.
Yeah, I'm kind of dying. Can you just blurt it out, or is it just between me and you? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because we don't want to blow up the spot. So how did you get into like music and this whole thing that you're doing, like with music?
Well, I started kind of like a normal API kid, learning piano.
What does API mean?
Asian Pacific Island.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And are you from?
I didn't think about
that. Are you from California?
Well, I was born in Taiwan.
Okay.
I came when I was two, so I've been living in California like
for a while. Where in California were you?
San Jose.
Oh, San Ho, represent.
San Ho.
Yeah.
And then, wait, are you from San Jose too?
No, but I think San Jose they have don't they have a Hmong population too?
Yeah, they have. It's
or no, that's Fresno. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm thinking Fresno.
Oh, I mean, there's definitely a lot of API, a lot of diversity up in the Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started up there, and then I started playing trumpet,
mm-hmm.
and I loved it. And then in middle
school. Like in middle school?
Mm-hmm.
So were you in band then?
I was in band. All the bands: marching band, jazz band, concert band, mm-hmm. or orchestra, youth orchestra. Because I like theme songs. I got into music because I was like, I love the theme song of like Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
And like, and it's always that line.
Yeah. Even like what, like Goonies or.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, who doesn't love Goonies?
Oh man.
Or Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones, like all those themes.
Dun, 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 dun. And then Super, what other theme songs?
Super Mario is really good. Star Wars.
Yeah. What was your favorite Star Wars movie?
I mean, I like them. I like the OGs more. Yeah, you know. Yeah.
I'm the new ones.
Okay, good.
Yeah, Empire Strikes Back for me and Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
But what kind of groups or just music were you listening to back then? Like, what were some of your favorite bands?
You know,
to kind of craft your sound or like get inspired.
Well, when I was growing up, my mom was really into Celine Dion, so that was a little rough. Well, I like no
Asian
offense.
Lady into Celine Dion. That's that's pretty gangster.
I mean, but she would listen to it over and over and over. Mm-hmm. But it's all right. Celine Dion has good singing technique and like
what were some
great
of her
melodies.
Hits? Yeah, what were her hits?
She had that like duo. I mean, R. Kelly's like canceled, but like she had that one "I'm Your Angel." And my dad, he used to think that she was singing "I'm Your Ranger."
yeah.
He was like, "I'm Your Ranger," and we're like, "Dad, no, it's I'm Your Angel."
Yeah.
Like,
did you grow up with siblings in the house?
Yeah, younger sister.
Younger sister.
And I was always trying to get her to play duets with me and stuff. You know, because I was always making up little songs, and she like didn't want anything.
So you listened to. Soundtracks, movie soundtracks?
Yeah, I was more listening to that.
That's different,
it's
too.
Weird,
yeah,
it's
a little weird. Yeah, a little bit. So I was looking for maybe like a band or.
I know. I'm like kind of a late bloomer with the band stuff, you know? Like, I had to wait till I was out of the house. And
Your parents wouldn't let you listen to albums?
No.
Oh, because Tiger parents?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So were they strict on the studies? Like
so strict.
How strict were they?
Strict. Like if you got an A, like why isn't it A+? You know, the usual.
Yeah.
And I had to play like an hour of piano a day.
Right.
Or else no dinner kind of a thing.
So they forced it on you.
Yeah.
Do you play violin too? They force that on
no,
you?
No, I was doing the trumpet to like annoy them. Yeah. It was so loud.
So what would happen if you came home with this C or a B minus?
Disowned.
So there were no beat downs?
No beatings? I mean...
Because, you know, some Asian... Dude, my dad, you know, he used to beat our asses.
There was some hiding. I did do some hiding under the stairs. I was good at hiding.
Wait till
everything simmers down. You know, they're like, where is she? Oh, nobody knows.
Oh, so that's a... So kids, in order to avoid the beat downs, just play hide and seek.
You gotta learn how to hide from them.
Yeah. But wouldn't that make your parents more angrier?
I feel like they'd just be like, where the, I don't, you know yeah. what? And then they'd be like, oh, television.
Yeah, yeah. So what were some of the your favorite movies growing up to kind of craft like your creativity?
I just watched a lot of classics. My parents were like super into movies. So.
Like classic movies.
Yeah, they would like, we'd watch like all the Disney stuff. So I loved that.
Okay.
Disney songs or like Sound of Music. I know it sounds weird.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There's some good songs in there. Yeah. Edelweiss.
Yeah. So musicals and soundtracks.
Yeah. Like that's Grease. You know, Grease is really cool. I really like
you
that
You like
one.
Grease?
Yeah.
Don't you wish there was some ethnics in there, though?
You know what I did, though? Hold on.
Because isn't there a line against Asian people?
Okay,
is he a Chinese?
But guess what I did? I remade it. I remade
you did?
A gay, like, a diverse Grease for a music video. There was a car race and everything.
But are there Asians in it?
They
like,
are Asian. I mean,
Latinos,
I'm in it.
Latinos, Latinas.
Yes, there is. And lots of gays. I got to show you. Okay, so in another life, there's all kinds of everything because everyone can fix a car or pretend to and look good and, like, pinks can be, you know, non-binary.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we mixed it all up and we even have the car race, but it kind of got banned on YouTube because they said it was too gay.
Oh, wow.
It got like shadow banned. Like, so I tried to buy an ad for it and they're like, this is not regulation. I'm like, what part? And they're like, no answer. You've been banned forever.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was like, what?
Yeah. But so there was all kinds of, did they have their own jacket? Because remember, they had their own jackets
and outfits.
They
have their own jackets and their suits.
Yeah, cool.
I mean, and we did a secret, like, race at the docks, like, because the 6th Street Bridge isn't working. And I had Sandy and Danny race each other because Sandy
So you really made this. Was it a short, like?
Is it
a video?
It's like a little 3-part, like, music video.
Music video.
Yeah.
And how long did it take you to film this?
We did it in 2 days.
Oh, there you go.
It was, like, epic. Like,
how do people watch it?
It's on YouTube.
Okay, let's give them
Sure. In Another Life on YouTube, it's like it's gay Grease, but modern with all the ethnicities.
Yeah, that's cool. Who plays Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta?
I do. Right, and then my friend Wes.
Yeah.
Plays Danny Zugo, and there's a whole car. You know, they do some car fixing, and then there's like a whole race, and there's a fight, and there's like a.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Did you? What car were you driving in high school?
I mean, no car. I mean,
no
honestly,
car?
My mom's Camry.
Okay, so you got that your sophomore or junior year?
Some Something like that. When she got tired of driving, but we were sharing. You know, it wasn't my car.
Yeah. It's just like, you had to share it with your sister.
Yeah. And my parents. But I'm grateful. You know what? They were looking out. They were trying to make sure I wasn't getting into too much trouble.
Yeah. And then when other than band, did you do drama as well?
I did like speech and debate.
Speech and debate. Okay. Okay. Any sports?
A little, like, I played a little tennis, I played a little volleyball, played a little basketball. I wasn't good at any of them.
Yeah, but you didn't do the team?
Those were the team. I was always, like, the B team, alternate, you know?
There you go.
Like, people kept me around because I was, like, I brought snacks and I was funny.
But
I was very good. But, I always brought a good time.
Yeah. Then when did you get into, like, wanting to do your own music and record your own music?
I always wanted to, but I think until I discovered like rock music, like later.
Okay.
I was watching like Muse, and they had like the classical stuff. And,
give me some examples.
Like Butterflies and Hurricanes, mm-hmm. That rock and music, like he'd like play all this stuff, this crazy stuff, and then he'd like shred on the guitar, and there were like all these lights. And like he had this like LED screen where whatever note he played on the piano, it would shoot this light beam out to the other side of the stadium. I think that was kind of like, I was like, wow, you can do some like crazy
cool stuff.
Yeah.
So that's one of the musicians you liked?
Yeah, like and one of the first ones. And then like, I was a fan of, you know.
Radiohead, maybe?
Yeah. And then, like, My Chemical Romance. You know, I had a phase where I, like, rediscovered, emo.
Right. Yeah.
After everyone else discovered it.
Yeah.
And then, like, but I love, like, Weezer, Ozma. Like,
So you like Weezer.
Yeah.
Weezer. Who doesn't love Weezer?
But then I like weird stuff too.
You can say what you like. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm really into like Lynn Patrice, like French pop stuff.
Okay, so you got kind of into like the outside, kind of like outsider music.
Yeah.
How did you discover the outsider bands that you discovered?
I think just from friends or playing music or being out.
And then they would tell you, hey, have you heard of this band? But you said French.
Or going to they played like. They played some festivals here.
Right. So, like, French bands?
French pop, yeah. French bands, French pop. I like all kinds, you know? Well, I love Doja Cat. I love, like...
Yeah, Doja Cat, she's really popping off, isn't she?
She's doing all kinds of stuff, yeah.
Do you like SZA?
I love SZA.
Yeah.
What a vibe.
I'm just trying to stay updated. No, SZA's dope.
SZA's real good.
So, she's on Kendrick Lamar's... label, huh? Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
So she's the only female artist on that label, right? Yeah.
You're probably right.
But that Kill Bill song's fire.
Yeah.
But she's really, I like her because she didn't really want to be like a pop star. She was just kind of like writing and then it just kind of unfolded that way. Yeah.
I like that she's like really, I feel like she's writing from the heart. Like when she's talking about things that happen, you know, like it's believable and
a lot about really, relationships and heartbreak, huh?
You really feel it, or if she's just chilling and stuff like that. Like I love that stuff.
Yeah,
when people can feel you're genuine, you know, like,
do you like Taylor Swift? Oh, the room got real quiet. We can edit that out, y'all.
I mean, no.
We can edit that out, y'all.
I have respect for Taylor Swift.
Cause she could write some songs, man.
She writes. I mean, you know what?
You don't think she's
Taylor's
a good songwriter?
Taylor's doing her thing. She's a solid. Look at her sales.
Why are you covering
How is
your
she
face?
Not a good songwriter?
She has some songs. She has some.
She
hits,
has
some. Right?
She has so many hits. Yeah. I mean, she's like broken record. She's
what's kind of in between SZA and Taylor Swift?
You know what? She's doing her thing, and it's like. I have respect for that. That's all I gotta say. Taylor.
You know, we're more like Portishead and like
go
York
Taylor.
And shit. Like, yeah, like that type of shit. Like, look, I said Portishead, you know nodded. So Portishead. Okay, that's
you know, as an artist, and you know, everyone's
I like everything.
Everyone's trying so hard, even if it's not my cup of tea. Like, I'm not gonna be like talk, you know, saying like, oh, they're not. Everyone, there's like pizza or like hot dogs.
Yeah.
Which one do you like?
Do you think there's room for everything as far as music making, especially nowadays, because of the way you could just put out music on your own without a label?
Definitely, and that's what makes it so fun. Like, thank goodness there's all these different types of music.
Right.
You know? Like,
and ways of putting it out.
Yeah. You can like literally just play songs on TikTok. And then just put it out
and it might blow up.
Yeah.
When did you realize you wanted to start recording your own music?
I always did. Like, I was always like trying to record little melodies or like write little songs. And I think after in college, I was trying to just find people to play music with. You know, I always had that vision. And I think I was watching.
Oh, as far as like, finding bandmates and stuff?
Yeah.
So it's like, the camaraderie.
Right. It's like a team. You know, it's like playing. You got your little family, your little team. And like, I always want to do that because you can only do so much by yourself. Mm-hmm, and then when you have other people that are really good, it's just like.
And then so you had you formed a band in high school?
I formed a band in college because that's when I discovered like bands.
What college?
UC San Diego.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, sick, thanks.
UC San Diego.
I mean, I wasn't the best student. I was always just
That's a nice campus,
though,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's right by the beach.
It's right by the beach. What is it, by La Jolla or Del Mar?
Yeah.
So it's a nice area.
I mean, we lived, like, my dorm was right by Blacks Beach, like the nudist beach.
Oh, I'm from San Diego. I know all about Blacks Beach.
Oh, you know
that
about.
That was the Forbidden Beach. Yeah, that's the Forbidden Beach, yeah. Like, all the surfers knew about, like, dude, they're naked, bruh. Like,
but what? It's not the naked that you think. It was
topless, they said back then. This was, I'm a little older. Kind of dated,
I mean, it's not like 90s. like hot top. Like, it was mostly like old mans playing volleyball.
Right.
Like the kind of nudies, you know, you're like. Well,
it's not like Cannes Film Festival where you'll see.
Yeah. Not like ladies chilling by the water.
Yeah,
it's
gonna
literally
be like
blonde.
Yeah.
Mans.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. So, what did you live in the dorms?
I did in Muir College, and so we just hiked down. Like, we were, like, the closest, so we were pretty spoiled. And then, like, I was scared of heights, too. So I would just, like, I would try to, like, climb down by myself. I'd be like, all right.
Is that your number one college that you apply to?
Yeah, because I had the least GEs. Oh. That's the one for, like, the people that wanted the most free time.
Oh, yeah. So how many classes were you taking in that first semester?
I mean, I was taking all the classes, but, like, to graduate, they have less, like, requirements, you know?
And, oh, yeah.
And I, like, back then, I kind of had, like, photographic memory. So I just spent all my time. I would, like, come up to L.A. for shows.
Yeah.
Like, on the train, like, finals week.
You
and just
take
like
the train from San Diego to L.A.?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There's, like, the surf liner. And it's, like, oh, so it's, really? Like, right by the beach. And I would just, like, study, like, try to, like, memorize all the pages. Like,
yeah.
I was not a good student. I barely passed.
Dude, I was at ASU I went to Arizona State.
I was sick.
For like 7 or 8 years.
You know, yeah, you gotta just like, so college is great.
Dum-da-dum-dum-dum, Brandon.
I mean.
Marijuana.
Yeah.
And drugs. LSD and marijuana. But
that's the time to do it.
Yeah.
Gotta try the thing.
I'm ashamed as an Asian, because whenever I tell an Asian person that, white people are like, they're just more like, it's more just amusing to them. Like, really?
Right, they're like,
but
yeah.
But Asians are more judgmental, like, God, like, wow. You must have brought shame, like, to your family.
Yeah. But, you know, did the family know?
No, I remember they knew one night when I came, I took my mom's car and I was on LSD.
Oh.
Yeah. And then they
and then
barged
they
into
knew.
My room. They knew. Yeah. They knew.
I mean, that sounds like a movie. That sounds like a TV show.
You never got into drugs and alcohol?
You know, I was always already in trouble for so many things. Mm-hmm. Like, that wasn't even, I don't know.
You didn't party at all?
I did, but, like, I think I was always, like, scared. I had the fear instilled in me by
you
the
You
parents.
Really?
But
so you're straight edge.
Just getting bad grades. I was like,
in college still?
Yeah, or like stealing. Okay, this is, or like.
Wait. Who's talking about stealing?
Or like, I meant like stealing away. That's not the right word.
No, because I stole.
Sneaking away.
Oh, but
sneaking away.
I was going to say, I was going to back you up on the stealing.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah,
I stole.
Yeah. Oh, so.
Yeah, I stole college.
I mean,
I had to survive. I had to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, you know, there's companies where they got insurance for that.
Yeah, like, I don't feel bad. Taco Bell.
Whole Foods, Amazon.
Or the store, the convenience.
Just the vegetables.
The ASU convenience
it's not
store.
Gonna,
it's like, dude, you're insured.
Why not?
You got everyone's tuition money. You got money.
Like, you know, you need diapers. Like, yeah. What, a child
wait,
Target.
I still diapers.
No, no,
I stole bananas and
cereal. I mean, when I see someone at the store stealing diapers, I'm like,
hold up. You've seen people steal diapers?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Times are rough.
And I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
What's over here? You know, something else. I'm like, I'll distract the security guard. I'll be like, hey, man.
What else have you seen people steal?
Oh, my God. All kinds of stuff. Fruit.
Really? What else? Like Gerber baby food, maybe?
I mean, you know, then they start like locking up all the stuff,
yeah,
like shaving
Target.
Cream and
yeah.
Shave. I'm like, you want people to be hairy? Like, just let them take
or
the fucking shaver.
Give them a bar of soap.
Oh my God.
Right?
You want people to smell bad.
But isn't like in the Bay Area right now, can't you just go into Walmart and steal up to like $2,000 to $5,000 worth of goods and they can't do anything?
Oh.
Yeah, it's getting crazy up in the Bay.
It is.
Yeah, there's a rule. And then people are just taking huge flat screen TVs. They're getting crazy.
I didn't know that. Wait,
yeah.
But in the Barrie area,
but
not here?
Yeah,
how about in LA?
Well, they just do that on the regular.
They just do that on the reg.
Because I mean, at Target now, they have everything is.
You know, I have a friend
up.
Whose grandma was like the greeter
at Target?
Walmart.
At Walmart.
I mean, she's not going to chase.
No.
She can. She's just saying hi to everybody.
No,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, just.
But
just go for it.
But take food. Don't take a big flat screen TV. They're taking the TVs.
People need entertainment.
Yeah, but just take one. Some of them are
taking
two.
Multiple.
Multiple. So back to the music making.
Okay,
huh?
All right. All right,
off topic there.
Let's
I'm
go
sorry.
Back.
I apologize. So UCSD, you said you start going up to shows in LA. When did you? So you were recording music in the dorm?
Yeah, I was recording little demos, you know, and mm-hmm. like there was just, and I was just doing like battle of the bands and stuff. But
really?
I just couldn't find serious people to play with. Like,
mm-hmm.
I had someone that refused to memorize music and or like lyrics, and he was like, "Don't worry, I'm gonna write it on the ground." I'm like, you know, I was like classically, like I was like, it doesn't work. You're under pressure. It's not
gonna work.
And then I had a drummer. Every time we played, he wanted to take his shirt off. Like that was his main thing. He was trying to get the lead. He just wasn't focused. I'm like, play the beat. Why is your shirt coming off?
Who are you looking for? What kind of bandmates were you looking for?
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Just serious about the music, you know, like play. I was trying to win.
I know, but you're looking for a drummer, a bassist. Like, what were you looking
for?
Yeah,
guitarist, drummer,
bassist.
And I was covering the keys. And I was like, honestly, I was looking for someone to sing the songs. I want to be a songwriter.
Yeah.
But like, I couldn't find anyone to sing. So that's kind of how I like just started. Like,
you
I
just
wanna,
did it.
I just
on
gotta
your own.
Do it. Yeah.
So you're the one that you're facilitating everything.
And writing the music.
You're the
organizer.
I
was doing everything.
And then you're like, well. I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did you put like bulletins around campus like this and then you put up around campus?
Well, I would just like go around the dorm and see who was playing what. You know, you'd hear people like playing. I was like, oh, like this.
You go on different
guitar.
Levels of the dorm?
Yeah, like really trying. But you know what? I even interned at this record label in San Diego because I was like, okay, I want to see the other side. Like, what do they do with all the demos? And literally, when you mail in a demo, they put it in a plastic bin under the table, and then no one listens to it.
What?
Well, because they get so many, and the labels just, you know, I don't know. But then, and then I was trying to do booking. So I was like, you know, helping with like learning how to book
at the local, like at the Casbah or something.
No, for the well, there was like the Epicenter or like some all ages little venues and like.
So you're
we have
getting
like canvassing. Yeah, I was serious.
You want your foot in the music industry.
Yeah,
somehow.
I was like, I want to see how the other side works. You know, so I was like super determined.
So that helped though, right? Because
I think
you educated yourself.
Yeah.
And then back then, I mean, are people still mailing in demos?
They are.
It's 2023.
I mean, you got to do what you got to. Some people are old school, you know.
They still want to get signed by a record label.
A few people that I know.
Really? Yeah. But don't you think that's kind of, nowadays you could.
Yeah, you know.
Because of technology.
I think because of technology, there's a lot you can do on your own.
Yeah.
That's what we've been doing. Because every time
we try to
do with the label, it just goes down. It's a ball
and
fire.
And they'll want to take your publishing.
Mm-hmm. And maybe some of your masters. And sometimes they don't even like pitch in for any of the recording. You're coming with like a song that's totally done. And they're like, we're going to take 50%. And
The ownership.
Yes. And they didn't even invest in it, you know? And then you're like, can I have like just a little bit to make a video?
No.
And they're like, well, I don't know. It's like, what's the point?
They want ownership. I mean, I didn't want to bring her up again, but that's what happened to Taylor Swift.
That happens to everybody.
So you know what she's doing now? She's re-recording all
everything.
Of her material.
Yeah, and
to have ownership of her original songs.
To have her masters. Yeah.
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 So when
maybe
did you learn
everyone
all that?
Should do that.
Yeah. When did you learn all that?
I mean, I've just been trying to learn from everybody, and every time I try to like work with a label, it doesn't matter. It's just been really rough, you know, because they're outdated. You're right, because they don't
That's
have like a money
old
model.
School way,
yeah.
And they're not like trying to work with you
Elevate.
To raise an artist.
Yeah,
they just want
to. It's just a lot of business people trying to do a business, and the artist is where it's at, and they're not supporting them so that they can actually. Thrive and make more art you know?
So what were the first songs you recorded in what program like were you did you do it in the dorm or did you go get studio time or
well,
how did that work?
I have a friend who's like a producer and like I worked at this like Taiwanese restaurant at the time called Pine and Crane.
Shout out to
Pine and Crane.
Yo.
So good.
What's up, man? We could use some sponsorships over here at the Stevie Weeby Show. Pine and Crane.
Pine and Crane.
What's up, dude? I'm from Poway, baby. Hook it up, baby.
I also worked at Din Tai Fung.
Din Tai Fung, hook it up, dude. What's up?
I mean, their business model is pretty tight. They're making a lot of business. I don't know if they're doing sponsorships
or not. What's their dishes? They got some steamy buns or what's,
dude,
what's
Din,
up?
Dude, Din Tai Fung has the soup dumplings.
That's what's up. I love them dumplings. What's up, Din Tai Fung?
Din Tai Fung.
Hook that up, baby.
But like, I had to wear a wig when I was at Din Tai Fung because they're pretty strict.
Really?
Yeah. I had like this huge wig and I was like.
You get tips though?
Of course I got to. Yeah, they're like, your hair is so big and shiny. I was like, sure.
That's what's up.
And then like, but it wasn't about the tips. It was about the extra, it was like about the dumplings.
I didn't have to cook.
You know,
I just got
extra food all the time. Yeah.
There you go. And then how much food could you take? Could you take some to your friends at the
dorms? Yeah, of course. There's always
so they
extra.
Got some Din Tai Fung too?
There's some like nice like grandma, you know, the family meal.
Oh yeah.
Grandma cooking in the back. You got like. Yeah.
So they treated you good there.
Yeah, well, I was kind of missing home, you know. I was like,
yeah.
I was like, I miss the. For a while, I was like really into like sandwiches and just like.
in college.
Well, just growing up, you know, I didn't appreciate like Asian food. I feel like until like later in life.
Me too.
Yeah.
Like kimchi jjigae, like the Korean jjigae.
Oh yeah.
My mom made it all the time, and I'm like, nah, I don't. It's gross. And then later, I'm like, I'll pay top dollar.
Damn. Yeah. You're like, this shit is good.
I'll go get it at the mall or where is it?
I was trying to eat like Lunchables and like lunch. Oh, what was I doing? I don't even know. I was trying to eat salads.
You know,
I ate
those too. Gross.
I mean, it's healthy.
What, Lunchables?
No, salads.
Oh, but Lunchables, yeah.
No, not the Lunchables. We're like, you know, I was just trying to eat, like, yeah, just like American food, like hamburgers and like pizza.
What were you eating in college? Did you have a meal plan?
Burritos. But did you have breakfast? Like a, did.
You had one of those student like credit cards.
Breakfast burritos. Oh, that's like all I ate. Tacos and burritos. San Diego.
Was there a food court? Obviously, there's food court on campus. What places did they offer?
Cafe Ventana was the one with the ocean view, and they had like the best burritos. You guys all had the ocean
view. I keep forgetting. You live in the best of life.
You know, like a chicken tenders.
What Chick-fil-A? You had a Chick-fil-A on campus?
No, but we did have a Panda Express that was like...
Dude, that's the smartest move they could possibly do, because kids would eat that every day.
Every day.
So you had how much Panda?
I didn't eat that much Panda Express because, you know, I was still trying to eat the salads and the sandwiches and the burritos. But later I was like, Panda Express, not bad. Sometimes you get the runs, but
yeah.
So everything else does that too sometimes. Not a big deal.
How long did that food cart last you? A whole semester?
Yeah.
Really?
And sometimes you gotta buy a little extra points. Sometimes you can like trade points with
mine ran out. My mom gave me the cheapest one.
Oh,
that's why I had to steal. Because my food cart.
Wait, what did you? What kind of stuff did you steal? What was the? Well, I was just eating
Taco Bell every day.
But how could you steal at Taco Bell? What'd you steal at Taco Bell?
Their burritos, because the ones out there. Oh, dude, I'm giving away my secrets. I'm sorry. Could Taco Bell like come after me?
You're giving out tips. This was in 1990,
in the 90s, though. So I apologize. I'll pay retribution. But
Taco Bell's fine.
But they would just, you know, like they would just have them slide down, you know, like bean burritos, regular burritos. And so I would, and then when they would go in the back, I would just grab them and then put them in my backpack.
Taco Bell.
And then Chick-fil-A had the same thing where they would, you know, just have the pre-made sandwiches. And so I would, Pizza Hut too.
I wish I knew that method.
Yeah, and then you would just boom. And then when they get really busy, you wait for the cashier to ring someone up. Then you just go boom.
Yeah, because they're not really checking. There's so many kids.
Yeah, I mean,
but you put them. You guys just gotta bring a bag. Everyone has a backpack.
Yeah,
they don't want you to starve.
Yeah, and then do you?
You're trying to go
to school. Have you ever starved in college?
I mean,
I starved.
Oh my god.
I legit starved.
That's not good.
You know, like my dorm had a community fridge.
Yeah.
I would get the key just to go into the fridge. Whatever was in the community fridge. I remember it was this.
And you still starved.
I had to eat some old ramen with a half an egg that was like a week old. And I'm like, oh. And I would just put it in the I starved.
Well, you look good. You look like you look good for a lot. You know what I mean?
Thank you. You look healthy. But you know how I also survived?
How?
My friends would sneak me into the campus cafeterias.
Oh.
Yeah, so I would walk up with them.
You know,
and they would have their shirt there, and then I would walk behind them.
I think this is the American story. This is like the true American story.
Just trying to survive on the college
exactly.
campus?
Exactly, yeah. People are, it's like, people think it's all glamorous and like,
it's
whatever.
Not.
It's not, it's hard.
Yeah.
You gotta have techniques, you gotta...
Yeah, did you, what was your major, if you don't mind me asking?
I was a double, like a mammalian physiology, neuroscience, and economics. So I was a double major, and I don't know how
I already know your brain's futuristic. Because, dude, that's future... future music, don't you think? That's what you're making.
The future.
So your first recordings, you just figure out, you probably already know all the programs, right? You had.
No, I mean, I wasn't good. I could like record my own demos and things
but
that.
But what did you record them on?
Just like Logic and what was that old one? There was like.
Logic Acid? Acid?
Logic, yes.
Logic,
Logic, and Audacity. Was it Audacity?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, whatever was like free, and then
on your laptop.
Yeah,
yeah.
On my computer, and then like I had help. You know, like my friend who lived across the street from Pine and Crane.
Mm-hmm.
I would just like work my shift, get the food, and then like, and I go. And we took a long time. But Lollipop Records was like an indie label, and Echo Park back then.
Oh, how'd you discover them? Like, how'd you even know about them?
I think there were all these like little festivals with Burger and Lollipop was like the little brother sister, and that was like the cool label. So like, I don't know. I think they liked our earlier songs, and we got our first EP we released on Lollipop.
On Lollipop
back
Records.
Back in the day, yeah.
So did you record it first and then submit it to them?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And how many songs? Like an EP, you said?
EP. It was like five songs on it. And like our first songs were on there. And it was fun. It was before. Yeah. They used to have little like festivals and we got to play like Echo Park Rising and all those cool little things.
Yeah. And then this was still in San Diego. And then that's when you were taking the train up here?
Yeah. I was like kind of splitting my time and like just like trying to do everything.
Yeah. And then how many bandmates do you have now? Has that changed over the years?
So I have four bandmates and two of them are like the OGs, and that's Alexander Norris on guitar. And shout out to Alex. He has his own project. Shout out to Alexander Norris. Check out his sextet and his music. It's really good.
He stayed in the band. He didn't get kicked out.
He's still in the band. Mm-hmm. No one got kicked out.
Okay,
but I try to keep it. I understand if you have like.
But do people quit?
Other things. Well, one of them just wanted to focus on his own thing.
Yeah.
And I get that because like that's what I did. I used to play in other bands and I was like, you know what? This one's taking a lot of my time. You know, so I understand.
Yeah,
It's no hard feelings.
And so who's the other guy? I want to give him a shout out.
Andrew Lessman.
So shout out to my man, Andrew.
Andrew Lessman.
Yeah.
He plays all the tracks and they've been with me from the very start.
Wow.
So like. And then you
met him in San Diego?
No, they're in L.A.
Okay, so.
Yeah, they went to CalArts and I just met people through playing shows or playing through other bands. So I used to be in a band called Sanglorians. I played for a lot of other bands, like Keys.
Really?
Yeah.
And then how'd you get into the mix of that? Just going to fest? Like, how does that work?
Well, I had my little demos and then I met Daniel Brummel, who played in Ozma back in the day.
Yeah.
He wanted to start like a new band, and then he was listening to a demo. He's like, oh, I'm starting a new band, you want to play? And through that first band I met all these other bands.
Oh, that's how it works.
And
you
then,
just network.
Yeah, or if you're playing like shows and other people see you and then like
they go, hey, will you do ours? Will you open for
us? Yeah, or like will you play keys in this band? And then so I learned a lot just like touring and playing for other people.
Yeah.
And I was like a sponge. I just like took in all the information. I'm like, oh, this is a better way to tour. I don't want to like lose all my money. I want to make sure, you know.
So yeah, you said you passed out your demos. Did you press those up yourself independently?
I mean, it was just on the computer. There's just computer files. I was just emailing. They'd be like, oh, can you send it to me? And I was like, oh, yeah, let me send you some tracks.
Oh, that's how it works nowadays? So you don't need a physical copy?
No.
look at my intern looked at me like an old dinosaur bone. Like, dude, what?
But now you got files for everything.
It's like, she's
I don't even know how you press it.
What year are you in, 1964? It's like, I'm old, man, okay? So that's how it works.
You don't look it, though. You got a young spirit. You look like
that. Thank you, dude. Yeah. Respect.
Respect.
So now you don't even need like a...
No.
Yeah, USB stick or...
No.
But isn't that a good way to...
But it is. But, you know, people...
Is that outdated, too? A USB stick with some of your MP3s on it?
No, that's like a cool thing. It's like a collectible thing.
Right?
That's actually a good idea.
That's kind of like, and then there's a cassette tape, but there's a USB thing sticking out of it, and it folds into the tape.
That sounds awesome, actually.
See, dude, I'm kind of with the times.
You got the ideas. And I mean, Lollipop, they only did cassettes. They didn't press CDs and stuff. They just made cassettes because that's
did
like
that
in.
When did that come back into the mix, the cassette tape thing?
I'm not sure. I think it's always been it's just like a cool little collectible thing, you know? Like, and it's like not that expensive to make
to press up tapes.
Yeah, and then you could just do the tapes in like a download code.
Because I'm working on my own like music project, and I want to put it on Bandcamp, but I wanted to put out something physical. So what are you thinking? What's the best thing to have? A record, a tape, or
you should do that cassette tape with the USB stuck to it. Like,
really?
I think that would be a hit.
Really?
Yeah. I mean. No one else is making that. That would be so cool.
I don't want to be the only fool with the stupid USB stick.
Everyone would want that.
A fool and they throw it in my face. What is
you know
this?
What? We should collabo on
that. Yeah, dude.
Maybe like the we could do a front and back.
Yeah.
And like it's all in the USB, but it's like a tat. That'd be so cool. I mean, honestly.
Is that possible?
Yeah, anything's possible.
Oh, give me some more. Yeah, I like the way your ideas are going right now. So nowadays,
it was your idea.
No, but the flip side thing was your idea. Okay. What are some other creative ways that musicians could put out their music since technology is on the side?
Of course. Okay, so I was at Anime Expo this weekend. It was so
fun.
You
were there.
I was there working and just like there's so many cool new things that come out. Like I go, I mean, everyone's outfits are cool, but mm-hmm. I was there helping out a friend at the booth and at 11 Arts, which has been around a long time. They like release like DVDs, but there's
11 Arts.
11 Arts.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, like a Silent Voice, like some of the popular animes, they distribute it. So they really mm-hmm. know their stuff. But they're working with this company called Animos that's like, they have these t-shirts with these pictures on it. And when you scan it with AR, mm-hmm. there's like a hidden animation that you can see through your phone. But it's not like, it's a picture. It's from a graphic.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But it has music too. So I mean, there's all these cool
ways. So it's kind of like a hidden
It's thing. Like a hidden code, hidden but it's on thing. Your shirt. It's like a whole shirt. And it was like Tokyo Revengers theme. So like,
it could be in your shirt.
It could be music? Like on a wall. It could be on your shirt. You can have.
Like, I like the way your brow raises every time you do that. Every time when he
Tristan
agrees
has
with
like good brow.
When he
like,
agrees
oh,
with
yeah.
the comment off camera, his brow raises like this. He goes.
Well,
I love that about you, and you're gonna tell me about your goddamn cologne because I want that. God damn, you smell so good. God. So hold on. Let's talk about this thing, this
but
technology.
But it could be like a sticker. It could be a sticker. And so you could scan sticker. The sticker. Legit, like this. Like this.
The where, sticker.
Is there a sticker? Oh, I have a sticker.
Yeah.
I bought you some presents.
Thank you. Can we flash some of your okay. your beautiful...
First of all,
can
I
we?
Have this like sticker.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Look at that. That is, dude, that looks like an anime right there.
Aw, thank you.
Boom.
Cool. Yeah.
Lord Where'd Hyatt's you get these it. Done? This these aren't.
I got printed online from just a sticker
dude,
company.
These are.
But I wanted to make them shiny and like.
You know, best believe that's gonna go up there somewhere.
Sweet.
Yeah.
We're gonna release those soon. Do you Maybe sell, when do, the thing
do you,
comes out.
Do you sell these like a sticker pack?
I sell them. Yeah.
How much for this one?
That's like $15.
Just for one of these?
Yeah.
Because it's special, isn't it?
It's really special.
Where can one
it's
purchase
large.
This? Can
on Bandcamp, but I think it's going to be released.
Dude, you're on Bandcamp too?
I love Bandcamp.
Bandcamp's the way, huh?
Bandcamp supports the artist. So
That's
I'm
what
all,
I'm saying,
I'm
dude.
I'm all about it, you know?
Like, yeah, I feel the same way. Like,
shout out Bandcamp.
Shout out Bandcamp, dude. You know?
Yeah.
Because at least you know who's buying your music.
Yeah, I know some people are like connecting their merch to Spotify because if you're on Spotify, then you can just buy. But I don't know about Spotify. I don't really trust.
I don't really trust them.
Not shout out Spotify.
Yeah,
like shout out Spotify. Low key canceled.
Spotify, yeah.
I mean, if you want to put us on your playlist, I'm not opposed. But
I
like,
made a penny off them.
They're making more money than you. I mean, go ahead, do whatever. But
I don't
like,
know.
You know,
I don't even know who's streaming, who was, what's going where.
Yeah,
shame
are the numbers
you.
Even real? Who are you?
Yeah, shame on
I
you.
Know.
Yes, Bandcamp.
Bandcamp.
Yes.
SoundCloud's pretty legit too. I don't. They don't really have the model yet for people that.
But what is it about SoundCloud rappers that were there was such a big thing? Like you know from
know
the No Jumper podcast. I know that he was interviewing up and coming trap rappers.
Yeah, what's
like,
going on with that?
I'm asking you. I don't know what's going on.
You know what?
Because well, I'm
we're
older,
gonna have to
so
look,
I don't
we're
know.
We're going to have to look that up.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
Let's look at your beautiful right.
Oh,
yeah. This merch
I brought
right
you
here.
This. I'm sure. Sorry, the sticker's on it still.
Yeah,
it's
that's what's
from
up.
The merch bin. But
boom!
It's a long sleeve shirt. It glows
Hell
in the dark.
Yeah. It glows in the dark?
It glows in the dark. My rabbit's on it.
That's a good idea.
And then Jamie Issa designed it. She's like a local Korean artist and entrepreneur. And this says Jayo, which is like keep going. It literally means like put gas in your car. That means don't give up.
Can I try it on real quick?
Yeah. I think it would look great. That's why I brought it. I brought the right size. I brought that color.
Yeah.
It's like a power color.
Yeah.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Close in the dark. Dude, it glows in the dark. Oh, good. It fits you. Yeah. It looks great.
I'm dripping now.
Dripping.
Is it dripping?
He's dripping.
I'm dripped. I'm trying to stay with the trends. Yeah, dude. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So where can one get this cool
Bandcamp
shirt? Bandcamp. Yeah. Oh, so wait, you could attach merch on your Bandcamp?
Yeah, that's where you put the merch.
I'm such a dummy.
Put all your merch on Bandcamp. And every Friday, the first Friday, they give like all the proceeds. They have that first Friday thing.
God, see, that's why I needed to talk to you. I don't know any of this stuff. I need to do that with my the next project I put out.
Anytime you have any questions.
Yeah.
Talk about DIY. Like, yes. I know all the stuff.
So you could sell tape. Can I attach my tape to the Bandcamp, the cassette?
Yeah. And then you can also make it where you can sell the tape with the download.
Yeah.
And then they give you like a high quality download.
Yeah, really?
Because you can't do that on iTunes. You can do that on Bandcamp, though.
Shame on you, iTunes. Shame on you. You should offer that, right? Same thing there. I haven't really made anything. You know, I know
from
people.
Where?
Which is iTunes, you know? Like, aren't some of your music's on there, too?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
How do you?
But it's kind of a mystery.
It's
know?
A mystery. They don't tell you nothing.
It's like that on the back.
At least
you don't
back
know
then, you know,
happening.
Like with CDs, the sound scan, you could at least, you know, because you have a barcode.
It's
you
a
could
little
check
shady. What
yeah,
can
it's
say?
Shady
it's
as hell, shady. Man. And do you have people like, I only listen if it's on blah, blah, blah on Spotify.
It's just sad because, like, you know, everyone's trying to save money. I get it. My friends, everyone's like, I'm like, you can buy it for like a dollar, which is like how much, like,
yeah,
you know. Your dinner costs like $15. It's a $1. But yeah. Everyone's so used to everything for free, especially art, you know. And I don't blame them. I check out tracks on Spotify. Shame on me. But
yeah.
I mean.
Or YouTube.
I try to understand. Yeah. Who gets pushed? The labels, they do backdoor deals too because they're trying to get that pushed. But the artist doesn't get the money. It's the labels that get the money. So they're in cahoots with these businesses. And nobody knows where the money's going or like. Who's actually is this
it's
real?
Some guy behind the scenes that's, you know, in Malibu.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who just got the, you know.
Do we want to support that? Not
I
really.
Don't want to support that. And they're not really supporting the music either. They just want to see how much
it
they
can make.
Yeah.
And then, like, how can, if there's, like, an artist that's making good stuff, how are they going to keep doing that? That's why, like, you know, you really got to think about who you're supporting. I appreciate that you brought that up.
Yeah,
I forget because I'm just, like, trying to.
It's
do
tough.
A good job and like survive.
Well, how is an artist supposed to make me? Unless they do this, I've heard people do this where they give their album out for free, right? Like you could have the album, and they make all their money touring and just doing shows and merch.
But even touring's rough, you know.
It's rough.
But
right?
I started doing that. I was like, if you pre-save on Spotify, I'll just give you the song. What's the point? I'm not making anything off Spotify anyway.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll just like just pre-save it and I'll send you the fucking Wave MP3.
Yeah.
Just take it. Why not?
So. Do you have shows lined up, or like when did you start doing like shows and touring and festivals and all that?
Yeah, when I was playing with other bands, I was like already starting to play some festivals, so I knew how that all went. And then so we were lucky. We already kind of had some eyes on us, and yeah, just like local bookers. We played. We used to play like the Bootleg Theater.
Oh,
we had like
cool.
a residency there.
Yeah,
and we just headlined at the Troubadour last fall.
That's a big deal. The Troubadour. That's a like.
I was surprised.
That's a monumental right here.
Yeah. Because usually, I mean, I was like space pop, like Asian. How the heck did I even get in there?
But you're like, doing your damn thing. You're doing it.
Thank you.
Are you? What's your creative process like? When you're making a song,
usually I'm like watching TV or like like a nature show or like.
So you're doing something other than making music to get started.
Yeah, I'll like watch a show or I'll like think of something really fun. I was like watching this show about like serial killers, and I'm like, this is so.
Oh,
dumb.
I love that stuff.
I know, but there's they always give them so much leeway, and they're like, oh, he was so handsome, and I'm like. But you're like, why are you focusing on that? You know, anyway. Or like, they're like, well, he had a hard childhood. So like, I was watching this 2020 special, and I was like, man, I want to write about like the women that were like trying to fight back, or like, you know, like who should be really celebrated, because they got killed. It's not their fault, and they were like good people, you know.
Did you hear about the girl that was living on a couch for 12 years, and they found her infused in the couch? With like defecation all over her and urine, and dude, she melted.
No,
she melted into the couch.
Dang, what happened?
Well, the mom called, you know, whatever the hospital or like the police, and said, "Hey,
it's
can
crazy.
You and yeah, can you? Our daughter's not breathing." And they said when they entered the scene, it was the people that showed up.
Yeah.
They couldn't eat for a week afterwards. That's how horrific. The smell was.
Oh my God.
You know, and they're used to seeing dead bodies.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was mind boggling because I saw the pictures. She was literally, she melted into the couch.
You know what? I think this is a really good time.
Sorry.
That oh, I brought some snacks.
Watermelon bread.
Oh my God. I brought some watermelon and we got some ice cream for
oh,
you.
Oh, can I grab it from the,
can you, would you mind, Tristan? You smell so good. Would you mind grabbing it from the
Tristan,
freezer?
Tristan, did you want to grab it from the, thank you, Tristan.
Tristan smells really good.
Can I ask you how you met Tristan and how does he play into this?
Tristan has this, cool thing that he films called Back in the Garage with his brother, and I was doing a Back in the Garage session.
Yeah.
And then we met because he was filming it, and we were talking about movies, and we just like got
these,
along really
these
well.
These are bomb. So
it's
dude,
strawberry.
So these are. So how would you describe a frozen dessert sandwich?
It's the shape of a fish. Wait, should we do a close up? Do you want to bring it
up
to the
camera?
Yeah.
So this is it's a kind of like a waffle. Outer coating.
Yeah, waffle fish.
And
strawberry flavor.
Yeah, it's a strawberry flavor. And maybe I don't want to, I'll just eat off of the mic. So.
But why is it a fish? I don't know.
How did you discover this snack?
This is Tristan's brother.
And
Kristen. Luke
can
and
we
Kristen.
Talk a little about Tristan's, what's the thing that, Tristan, what's the name
it's
of it?
It's called Back in the Garage.
So, Back in the Garage, and you started this with your brother? And it's a podcast?
It's a series online where musicians play in a garage live. And
that's a good idea.
It's the best. Yeah, and it's.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
And Luke is an artist, and so there's art in there, and Kristen is Luke's wifey, and
so check out Back in the Garage.
Yeah.
And then
that's how we met.
Is it on YouTube?
It's on YouTube.
Back in the Garage. Okay, check that out.
Shout out Back in the Garage.
Yeah, shout out Back in the Garage. where can I buy these snacks? This is a good one.
H Mart.
Because
I thought there was only like red bean flavors, but this is the first time we've got the strawberry.
This is the one.
Refreshing.
This is the one to get.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Tristan's idea to bring snacks.
Thank you, Tristan. What are some of the artists that you've had play in the garage?
Luke Pelletier, my brother.
Uh-huh. Luke Pelletino?
Pelletier.
Last name Pelletier.
Luke.
Pelletier?
Yeah.
Okay, Pelletier.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. And I did a session there, and yeah, there's a lot of cool like local acts and in the area, and some traveling, some you know, traveling musicians, and they like to keep it live and stripped down. It's yeah. like a cool because it's real. You know?
Yeah, do you think that there needs to be more of that because
yeah,
because that's
sure.
such an important back in the day that was such an important aspect about doing your thing.
Yeah,
but it seems like nowadays you could just release one single. And then you now, you know.
Yeah.
And then without doing any shows, right?
You could. You really could. And like, because doing a show is hard too. It's a big investment.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to book shows. There's not as many venues as before. And so you could just film something in your garage with your friends.
How did you,
I mean, literally. That's
how long does it take you to prepare for an upcoming show?
Oh, man. It depends on the show, but I like to bring dancers sometimes for visual stuff. I have like backup dancers. I like to bring like fashion, like outfits. And if I can, I bring the dancers and the live band and special guests. I just like load up. I'm like my friends. I'm like, be a special guest. Do this, do that. Because I just, you know, it's just fun to have the whole family there. I'm trying to like get everybody. You know, we just all grow together.
Have you toured Asia?
I have it. That's what I want to do.
But that's
this
your
year.
Next step. I'm telling you, that's the market. I think.
Yeah.
I think you'd be, you know, going back there, maybe
Heck
Japan
yeah.
and South Korea.
Hey, manifesting. Right? We're hoping in the. I'm hoping it gets.
How do we make that happen?
We gotta get some shows in Japan and Taiwan.
Wouldn't that be the move?
Yeah.
That would be
For
the
sure.
move. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think you'd be marketable in those markets. You know, just your look and everything. It's more accept, you know, don't you
yeah,
think?
Yeah, so any venues or bookers or agents, whatever, in Japan, whatever we need. Or
so
musicians.
JYP.
Let's go.
An announcement to JYP. Book her and her band.
Yeah.
You've heard of JYP, right? He's like the Puff Daddy of Korea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you into K-pop stuff? Like what?
I do. I like, you know,
you
it
like
took
BTS?
Me, it took me a while to get into it because I think I was so in the indie rock scene. I wasn't like super pop when I first started. I was more like a little more rugged, you know, but I love it all. I mean, pop music's great. It's just fun. And like, I really do love pop. What have we been listening to lately? Cupid? Cupid's been on repeat.
Is that, I mean, is that a Korean K-pop?
Yeah, K-pop yeah. song that's out. It's just so cute and happy, you know? Like,
can I give you a hypothetical?
Yeah.
What if JYP or some big wig in Korea for a major K-pop label said, we like you, we want to sign you, but you got to drop your band.
Oh, my God.
We're going to make you a star. Guaranteed $5 million the first year. We're gonna group you in with four other girls.
Yeah.
And then we have the name. We're gonna teach you all the dance moves. $5 million. But your the contract is
I can't do my thing.
You can't do your thing. You're gonna have to change your whole sound and learn their songs and do all their moves. But dude, you are set for life monetarily. Okay, but your music integrity would be kind of, down the toilet. What do you do?
I find a really good lawyer. I would look for a loophole.
In the cloth?
I would take the cash. And then I would peace out. Maybe like change how I look so they can't come after me and make a whole new project. $5 million. I mean, I just have to find a loophole. Loopholes.
But then this is another kicker.
Yeah.
They're like,
okay, here we go.
A part of the deal, you're going to have to live in a dormitory. So it's like back to college days with these four other girls.
Because it's true. I've heard somebody, when I was trying to get my passport, there was a dancer. He said he had to live in one of those dormitories and he said it was bad. I mean, fine. He said it was fine. JYP. No, I was just kidding. Okay. No. You know what? That's when you have to get even more creative. like make a hole in the wall, hide it, mm-hmm. put a bookshelf in front of it. When it's time, you gotta escape from the dormitory. And
$10 million.
You know, I have to. Okay, see.
Global tours. It's bigger than BTS.
But Stevie Weeby, look, what's the point of all that money if you're not happy? All
right. There you go. Good answer.
I mean, $20 million. I'm not going to say no to the money. I mean, I got a lot of traffic tickets because living in LA, you know those traffic tickets.
Dude, and then
they're about to tow my car.
And they'll throw this in. They'll go, you know, and if you sign this contract in Taiwan, billboards of. Your band, the whole band in everywhere
but
in
the
Asia.
Whole the girl band, not my band. The girl.
No, it's a girl band. Yeah. You're a part. You're a major part of that band, though. You know what I'm saying? So you would say no.
Oh my God! You know what though? With the technology these days, with like plastic surgery, I'm gonna find some girl. I'm be like, you know what? I'm gonna give you half.
No,
you
I
just
would
have to be me.
I would
How
be
you.
Gonna
look like?
I would sub
oh
in for you.
CB,
I would get a plastic surgery.
Oh my God.
I would get the whole thing. I'd grow my hair out.
We can do it. And you
Cause you know, I
five
think.
Mil, five yeah. mil?
You want to split it down the middle?
Let's split it down the middle. All you have to do is get that surgery and be me and then do all
Cause your eyes are big. My eyes are more, a little more slant.
It's I just need makeup.
Bigger.
It's just makeup.
Okay.
That's why I wear so much eyeliner. Cause
we both
the
have the freckles thing.
We're the same.
Yeah, we both have.
We're the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I have a little mustache. Yeah.
I'll shave this off. We'll cut, just tell me what lipstick that. Yeah. Just
my God, maybe we can trade.
Yeah.
Because then people are like, "Where'd Stevie go?" I'll be like, oh.
"Expecting heavy downpours all day today."
You're a builder. You build. It's literally in your job title.
Woo! Let's hit it.
A little rain isn't stopping you. Not today. Not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.
You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in three delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals, and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at TraceMinerals.com.
You'd be open to that if, like, one of your shows, I'm your doppelganger. And
that,
then you go backstage, and then
I could
sub in for you. And then you teach me the lyric.
Yeah.
Dude.
Dreams come true.
Yeah.
We could do it, and then we'd be set for life.
Yeah.
You know Five what? Mil.
You have integrity. You passed the test. You passed the test, kid. You passed the test.
And
because you're not willing to sacrifice your art for a paycheck.
Yeah, but creative solutions.
Yeah. What if they do this, though? What if they go? You know, have you seen the movie La Bamba with Richie Valens?
Mm-mm.
Well, okay, so in the movie, there's the record label approaches Richie and says, "We like you, but you're going to have to drop your bandmates. We want to sign you as a solo artist."
Mm-hmm.
What do you do then?
I mean,
this is a $5.5 million deal.
Okay. No, well, you can't leave the bandmates. That's the team. That's your family. They.
But they're very strict on this. They're like, "I'm sorry." With your history with them.
You know what, Thebe? You got to say no because this is
she
why.
She passed it again. Dude, you passed it. Dude.
You're going to sign this deal. You don't have your team. And then how are you going to make it? And then you're going to just get dropped. How many times have we heard that story? And now you got to go back and say, "Sorry, guys. Got to get back together."
Can I throw
another high five? Okay. Yeah.
If they up it to $40 million.
What's the point?
No, but this is like the kicker. You're going to do a collaboration with SZA.
I could do a collaboration with SZA without $40 million. Like, if that's, like...
There you go. You passed.
Who needs?
You passed all the tests. You passed all the tests.
But if someone wants to help me pay my traffic tickets, I'm not even lying. I have like so many tickets.
The record label should do that. They should pay your tickets.
But also, I could crowdfund that.
Yeah.
I could make merch, and I could make the money, and I could pay my own tickets.
There you go. Dude, see, that's that. You know, that's integrity, right? Let's start. Sick. We made an hour. I want to plug everything you want to plug right now on the platform, whatever you want to plug. If you have upcoming shows, a website, your Instagram, go ahead.
Cool. Polar Tropica. It's like a polar bear on a tropical island.
Can you spell it out,
please? P-O-L-A-R, like a polar bear. T-R-O-P-I-C-A, like Tropica, like, Polar Tropica on all platforms.
No underscore, just Polar Tropica.
No underscore, yeah, just one word, like a magical land. And then...
How do they best support you right now?
You can...
on your Bandcamp. Can you plug your Bandcamp?
Yeah, we have a Bandcamp, and we're actually trying to make a music video for our new song. So we're going to be launching like a Kickstarter or Indiegogo really soon. So please support that so we can make a really cool music video about like a rave. We don't make rave music, but it's about a rave in a cave. A rave in a cave.
Oh, cool. Who thought of that concept? That's cool.
Well, I made it up because I was trying to write this like French pop like love song.
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought if the girl was really hot and she's like, hey, stranger, let's go to this like this cave with a lake in it, but there's a dead body in there. Dead bodies.
Wait,
in there.
There's a dead body in the cave?
Well, you know those like cenotes in Mexico? They're so beautiful, but they're these like lagoons, but there's like these dead bones and skeletons in there over
there
the
is?
Centuries of people that have gotten and dumped in there. That's what people don't know. It's like all
Is there a documentary about that?
No.
Oh,
but
well
there should be.
I would like to see that.
Yeah, maybe it could be the theme song.
That's insane.
But then they go there, but guess what? There's like a rave. She's like, stranger, come to this beautiful
with the dead bones?
Locale.
With the bones?
Yeah, but then he's like, dang, look at this cool rave. Like, but then she's like, yeah, you could party forever. If you die in the lake. And so she like murders him, but he doesn't even care because if you're a skeleton, you can rave every night with all the live people in the cave.
Right. And the people on
rave
LSD
in a cave.
Can see you.
Yeah.
And they'll be tripping out with their glow sticks.
It's the ultimate party.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about rent. You don't have to worry about your kids. If you have kids, you don't have to worry about anything back home.
Did you do the rave thing back in your...
Not really. I was there here and there, but I was really trying to like pass my classes, write music. I was really trying to just like, I would only sleep a few hours a night, try to do all the things, you know.
You graduated.
I did.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Barely.
You did it. How many years did it take?
5.
Okay. Took way longer for me.
Yeah. It's okay. Oh, wait, what? Oh, yeah.
Oh, can we?
Oh, yeah, I got you. We brought this hoodie, too.
Can I give my intern one of them?
Yeah.
Do you want it? No, Chelsea, I want it.
I think this would look really good on you. You should try this one on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like
got
the distressed.
Yeah.
You try it out. Yeah, it'll look really
so
good.
So how does
you.
One get the your merch right now?
Bandcamp.
So everything's on, say your Bandcamp one more time.
Bandcamp.com Polar Tropica.
Bandcamp.com.
Yeah, and even
slash
the,
polar,
yeah, polar
Tropica.
Tropica.
Go and support today, folks.
Yeah.
So that was easy, right?
It's so easy, and then we got watermelon, but
it's
free.
Dude, that's so nice of you. So thanks again for tuning in to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. I'll go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby to help support the platform. I also do another podcast called Scissor Bros with Jeremiah Watkins. Those episodes drop every Friday at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you want to send any packages or mail or anything, send your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, LA, California 90093.
Watermelon.
Yeah. Thank you. And thanks for tuning in.
Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com.
You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in three delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at TraceMinerals.com.